Thank you. And once again, welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you to share a few minutes of your day, and we're certainly glad you tuned in to your local radio station. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board says, hey, come on and visit Valentine.com. Check that out, and you can plan your next vacation trip right here in the Valentine area. Whether Smith Falls, Snake Falls, one of the many waterfalls we have, or bodies of water that we have, yes, we do have lots of that. Check it out at visitvalentine.com.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that R word. That's right, ranching. Grab your hat because we're diving into Tri-State Livestock News for some real ranching insights. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News in Belle Fourche.
I have some relationship dynamics to share with you today. The car way of telling how the relationship is going.
Oh, okay? That ought to be good.
So, if you're trying to impress the woman, you unlock and open the door, wait for her to get inside, and then close the door behind her. When you're dating now, the guy unlocks her door and then goes around to his side to get in. When you're engaged, the man opens his door, leans over, and unlocks her door, probably opens it. When you're married, the man gets in on the driver's seat, unlocks the doors, and says, aren't you getting in? All right, just a little humor for you to start off the program today. Kim, what are you going to share?
I've got one. It's called It Is Good to Be a Woman.
Oh, well, that's let's see how they
kind
compare.
Kind of the other side of it. That's right. Well, first off, we got off the Titanic first. We can scare male bosses with mysterious gynecological disorder excuses. Taxis stop for us. We don't look like a frog in a blender when dancing. No fashion faux pas we make ever could rival the Speedo. We don't have to pass gas to amuse ourselves. If we forget to shave, no one has to know. We will never regret piercing our ears. And it's good to be a woman because there are times when chocolate really can solve all your problems. Oh, I've got a very interesting Valentine's Day story to share in just a minute.
That would be appropriate.
Yeah, indeed. Given tomorrow is the day. At the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, they celebrate Western heritage, sharing the achievements and stories of cowboys, ranchers, rodeo legends who embody the endearing spirit of the West. You can learn more at NorthDakotaCowboy.org. Okay, I think this is how not to do it, okay?
Okay.
I met this guy. He asked me out for Valentine's Day. We went to a free dog show. Romantic, right? But I was cool with it because I do like animals. But then we saw my aunt and grandma there, and he insisted on hanging out with them the entire time. Then he asked me to drive him to the store. When we went in, he grabbed a teddy bear, fake flowers, and some groceries. We got to the checkout line, and he asked me to pay for it because he forgot his money. And then he handed me the plastic bag with the fake flowers and bear and said, here you go. Happy Valentine's Day. Most romantic date ever.
Not.
I guess no. Not. Indeed. That's pretty rough. And since tomorrow is Valentine's Day, let's talk about some tips for lasting love, since I don't think that other one's going to help out a bit.
Good idea.
Okay. From never go to bed angry to argue naked. You've probably gotten all kinds of marriage advice from friends, family, movies, and books. Something all three couples we spoke with agree on. There's no great secret to a long marriage. You take it day by day and put love first as the relationship grows. Here's a few key tips for couples aging happily together. Enjoy the present. Enjoy the time you're in. Don't worry about the future. Just say you're going to do something and do it right. Treat each other right. And share decisions. Share, says Robert, don't be greedy. Whatever you decide to do, it can't just be one person. It's got to be two. Spend some time together. If we walk, we walk together, says Robert. Movies, but if we did, we'd do it together. We do exercise classes together and go to the dining room together. And to wrap it up, spend time by yourself, too. Alone time can be a good thing, especially for people who value solitude. Just some tips for lasting love.
And a happy Valentine's Day to everybody from the Heart City of Valentine, Nebraska, and Mike and Kim on The Good Stuff.